News, I'm Gene Randall. The Taliban reports it has killed more than 20 pro-government fighters and captured several security outposts in northern Afghanistan. VOA is told the insurgents staged the deadly offensive, trying for the control of oil fields in Saripol province. During 2018, the Taliban inflicted heavy casualties on embattled Afghan military and police forces and captured more territory in the process. The United States has recently stepped up diplomatic efforts to seek a political resolution to the Afghan war and held several rounds of talks with Taliban representatives in Qatar and the United Arab Emirates. An infant boy today was pulled from the rubble of an apartment building in the Russian city of Magnitogorsk, 35 hours after the structure had collapsed. There have been 7 deaths reported so far. Dozens of people are said to be missing. The baby was dug out after rescue teams heard his cries. Since temperatures overnight were minus 18 Celsius, it seems he survived because he was wrapped warmly in his crib. British Prime Minister Theresa May used her New Year's speech to push for her Brexit deal with the European Union. She spoke of milestones.
When each of us looks back on 2019, it will be the personal milestones that stand out. Starting a new school, college, or apprenticeship. Getting a job. Starting a business. Earning a pay rise. Buying a house, getting married, or starting a family. These are the things that matter most. And by agreeing a good Brexit deal, we can focus our energies on those things.
The next parliamentary vote on the Brexit package with the European Union is set for the third week in January. The Prime Minister faces steep opposition to the agreement, even from her own party. For news around the clock, you can log on to voanews.com or simply use the mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted out a message today. It is not the typical New Year's Day message. AP's Matt Small has that story.
The president's all-caps tweet reads, "Happy New Year to everyone, including the haters and the fake news media." He continues, 2019 will be a fantastic year for those not suffering from what he calls Trump derangement syndrome. He says, "Just calm down and enjoy the ride. Great things are happening for our country."
That was Matt Small reporting. The U.S. military is apologizing for a New Year's Eve tweet. AP correspondent Rita Foley has a report.
As millions of Americans prepared to ring in the new year, the U.S. Strategic Command, responsible for America's nuclear weapons arsenal, tweeted that if need be, it's ready to drop something much, much bigger than the traditional crystal ball in New York's Times Square. A video posted with the tweet showed B-2 bombers dropping 2 30,000-pound conventional weapons at a test range. The tweet was quickly replaced with an apology, saying the original message was in poor taste and does not reflect our values.